When we lived in Asia, one of the surprises was that when we gave someone a gift, that person might or might not say the words thank you. Since saying thank you is such an automatic response in the Western world, I was uncomfortable when I didn't hear those words of response. Did the person not like the gift? Did I choose the wrong time to give her the gift? Or was it wrapped in the wrong color of paper? As I learned more about Asian culture, I learned that to an Asian, merely saying the words thank you is considered a rather inferior way of showing appreciation. After all, it costs nothing to say thank you. If that person really wants to show appreciation, he or she will respond at a later time by giving you a gift in return, or perhaps doing you a special favor. I couldn't help wondering if God feels the same way. Oh yes, he appreciates the expression of our gratitude. Perhaps you remember the time Jesus healed 10 lepers. Luke chapter 17 tells us, "One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him." We owe a tremendous debt of love to the Lord for what he has done for us. The Apostle Paul says that Christ's love compels us, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. A heart commitment to live for God instead of for myself, I think, is the best way to tell him thank you.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.